Hello and welcome to the Daily Show number 9. It is Wednesday, 3rd of July. It is a lovely day outside, so I have the window open. If a big blast of air comes in and you can hear it on the mic, I'm sorry, I can't do anything about that because I've closed the window. It will feel like inside a sauna in here, so I have to keep it open. I am starting this pretty late. It is 4:30, so hopefully this goes up on the iTunes today, because that's the way I do it. I record it on the day and upload it on the day. So I'm hoping this goes up on time. It's been a pretty good day. Unfortunately, my new mic and also my digital recorder for my Sony digital recorder still has not came yet. Hoping tomorrow. Probably won't, but other than that, I was minding a few of my cousins, just doing some recording from a vlog. I'm making a new YouTube channel for my gameplays and stuff. Fight Night will still be on the normal Just a Ran account, but everything else after that will be on the new one, which haven't figured out the name yet, but it will be in the link. It's either today's Daily Show or tomorrow's. It's going to be the likes of Gears of War, Battlefield, UFC, EA Sports, MMA, maybe some Burnout, because I'm going to get back into it, because the only problem is I'll have to start it all over again, because I'm working on a new Xbox and can't be bothered setting up the old Xbox to copy the save file. So there will be a lot of gameplays videos here and there. It will be all going up onto that channel from now on. I'm thinking of taking down Let's Play Future Soldier number 1 and putting it up onto that one as well. But we'll see how things go. So going to do an intro, channel art and all that there today, hopefully. There's a new intro coming to my Just Around channel, so check that out whenever you get a chance. Pandora's Box episode 106, which means season 1 episode 6, it doesn't mean 106. 106 is up. It's called Food, Glorious Food. If you haven't watched it yet, please go and check it out. It is really funny. Links to my channel are down there, and then it's just in recent activity or the Pandora's Box playlist. So check all that out. Today's topic is, usually I talk about my opinions and stuff on games and mixed martial arts and all that there, but today I'm going to do a different one for my milestone, for the vlogs, which was day 50 milestone, because I didn't think I'd make it that far in the vlogs. So day 50 was me talking about going to Sonosphere. If you haven't watched that, go check it out. Today's one, because yesterday's topic was mixed martial arts. Recently we've been doing a lot of Fight Night videos and playing a lot of UFC and EA Sports MMA, so I decided that today's topic wasn't going to be an opinionated one. It was just going to be me sitting down and talking about the time I went to see the UFC in the O2 Arena in England. It was a couple of years ago. It was UFC 120. Michael Bisping was fighting and Dan Hardy was fighting, the two English fighters. I originally got the, it was in October or something like that. We got the tickets for, me and my brother got the tickets, my big brother got the tickets for part of a Christmas present. And we went over, and my sister lives over in England, so we went over and stayed with her. Then we went out to the UFC. On the plane, on the way there, the way they tell you to turn off your phone, turn off Wi-Fi, and or even stick it on the airplane mode or something. Well, I was sitting beside my brother, and I turned around, and there he was, just on the internet, and the woman, those stewardesses were coming by and giving them big dirty looks and all. It was pretty funny, but kind of frightening at the same time. But so we land, we'll go and leave our stuff in, and then we went to the bar for a drink. The next day we get up, went to the shops, did a bit here and there, And it was weird because we were in London, and you know, in movies and stuff, London is portrayed by this big, bright city. But it's kind of it's kind of scattered all over the place, really. It's kind of like the best way I could describe it is it's kind of like a zoo, if you know what I mean. Where you have some enclosures here and there, and then you've parts to walk in between enclosures, and then you got more scattered, and then all the enclosures where all the animals are, they're all scattered all over the place. That's what kind of like London's like. Well, that's the opinion I got from it. That's my view on it. So we're walking about, because I was coming. That was the first time I'd ever been to London, and I was expecting this big bright city that was huge, just sitting in the middle of the place. But the part that I was at was different from what I was expecting. But we'll go to the O2 Arena, and what's really annoying is over there, whenever we were there, they wouldn't accept the Bank of Ireland money. For some reason, you had to have Bank of England money, and I forgot to get mine changed, so I had to give my normal money to my brother and then take the Bank of England money off him. So we got there, and it was massive, and like the arena was absolutely huge, and there was like four flights of stairs. Now, I'm used to the Odyssey Arena, where there's one flight of stairs and then you're at the top of the building, where this had like four flights of stairs, and each floor had like a million concession stands. So we got there, and it was absolutely huge. I didn't know what to expect. I was kind of nervous about it, but ended up it was all good. We were there from, I can't remember, I think it was like half four, and then we were there for hours. We ended up, you watched the prelims, and then people ended up fighting in the stands. I think it was because there wasn't so many people fight. These two guys from behind us started fighting, like literally punching the face of each other. It was pretty fun to watch. But it was weird because around us we were the only two Irish people. And when Dan Hardy came out, him being English and from Newcastle, everybody decided to go a wee bit nuts. And we were just sitting there going, "We don't even like you." So he was fighting, and he was sitting there, and leading up to the fight, he was always talking about how he's going to knock everyone out for his English fans and his hometown fans and stuff like that. And he came in and he got knocked out. I think it was Carlos Condit that knocked him out, and everybody started booing. And then in the middle of everyone booing, there's me and my brother sitting cheering away. We got some dirty looks here and there, but you know, it was pretty fun. And then Michael Bisping came out, and I like him, so I wanted to go see him. So it was good that he was there, and he ended up winning. Then they invite you to their after party, which, you know, we didn't go to. We ended up going to some other bar, and then walking about London, completely lost and drunk. And then ended up going to this bar, supposed to be an Irish bar, and there was nothing Irish about it. And then we could, like, overly hammered, and then went to McDonald's because they have like a lot of 24-hour McDonald's. So we went to McDonald's, come home, and watched Jason Manford live. It was awesome. We ended up going to sleep at like 6 o'clock, but it was weird because I'd always watched the UFC on TV and I'd never actually been to see it. And whenever I did go see it, it was weird because you were actually there. And the one thing that I found was that I couldn't get used to was being able to see the commentators but not able to hear them, because in between fights they have these big lights shining on them, and you can see them, and you can see them sitting talking away in front of the camera, but we couldn't hear them. So that was weird, not being able to hear the commentators for the first time. But yeah, overall I loved it, and I will do it again at some stage. Hopefully to see like Alexa Lyoto Machida and stuff like that, because he is my favourite fighter. But that's it for today. It was just a wee quick talk on me going to see UFC and what I thought about it, and how I enjoyed it and whatnot, and how it was weird because I was in London. Don't forget to check out the new channel, which is coming very, very soon, as in today soon. So it'll be up soon. The links will either be in today's description if you're on Podomatic, or tomorrow's description. I think iTunes does the description.
Do iTunes do descriptions?
Okay, David doesn't know. But it'll either be today or tomorrow that the new channels think will be in the description. Check it out, subscribe. The new videos will be coming. Probably upload a good load of videos to start with and then comment down after that. But we'll see how it goes. Until tomorrow, thank you for listening. Have a good day, and I shall see you tomorrow.